From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The nation's unemployment rate is now in the double digits. It hit 10.2% in October. That's the highest point in more than 26 years. More details from Danielle Carson in Washington.
Economists knew double-digit unemployment was circling, but still.
Seeing that 10.2% was a bit of a shock.
Heidi Scherholz is an economist with the Economic Policy Institute. She says even with a bump in economic growth, the unemployment picture won't improve until businesses start hiring again. But she notes employers cut 190,000 workers from their payrolls last month, compared to more than 200,000 in September. So the pace of job losses has slowed.
The pain is continuing to deepen, but at a slower rate. Every month we're losing fewer and fewer jobs, so the losses are moderating, and that is good news.
But Scherholz says things will get worse before they get better, with unemployment likely reaching 10.5% by next summer. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
President Obama says the latest unemployment report is further proof of how urgent it is to offer relief. To that end, he just signed a bill that extends unemployment benefits.
We have to continue to pursue measures that will create new jobs. And I can promise you that I won't let up until the Americans who want to find work can find work, and until all Americans can earn enough to raise their families and keep their businesses open.
The bill announced at the White House Rose Garden today also includes more assistance for businesses and extends the first-time homebuyer tax credit. Before addressing the economy, President Obama opened his statement expressing deep sorrow for the families affected by the mass shooting at the Fort Hood Military Post in Texas yesterday. He said flags would be flown at half-staff at the White House and federal buildings across the country in honor of the victims. Meanwhile, military officials in Texas are trying to piece together what happened during the shootings that claimed 13 lives and injured 30 others. NPR's Jeff Brady is at Fort Hood.
Most of the injured are still hospitalized, along with the alleged gunman, 39-year-old Major Nidal Hassan. On the military post, service members are expressing shock that not only are soldiers facing mortal danger in Iraq and Afghanistan, but also here at home. Sergeant Howard Appleby helped care for some of the injured. He says what happened yesterday was even more traumatic than what he experienced in Iraq.
Because in Iraq, you only see like once a day, you know, one guy died today, tomorrow another guy died tomorrow, you know. But 12, 13 guys die one time. Yeah, it's crazy.
Secretary of Defense Robert Gates has called for a moment of silence for U.S. military forces worldwide. It's planned for exactly 24 hours after the shooting in Texas began. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Fort Hood, Texas.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 3 at 10,009. This is NPR News. Two members of the NATO-led force in Afghanistan are missing. They were last seen during a routine resupply mission in western Afghanistan on Wednesday. According to the Reuters news service, the Taliban claims it has the bodies of two soldiers who drowned during a gun battle. It's unclear if the troops were Americans. Separately, NATO confirms two Americans were killed by a roadside bomb yesterday in southern Afghanistan. A Texas jury will consider punishment in the child sexual abuse conviction of a member of a polygamous group. The conviction is the first in a series of trials triggered by a raid last year on the group's Texas ranch. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
38-year-old Raymond Jessup faces up to 20 years in prison for the so-called spiritual marriage to a 15-year-old girl. He also faces another trial for bigamy. Prosecutors say documents found at the FLDS polygamous ranch outside El Dorado, Texas, indicate Jessup has 9 wives. Jessup is the first Texas member of the group to face a jury, and his conviction is a rare success for Texas authorities, who first seized and were later forced to release more than 400 children. The raid itself was based on a bogus distress call from a woman pretending to be an abused girl at the ranch. But the raid yielded documents, photographs, and computers that led to charges against a dozen FLDS leaders and followers, and so far that evidence is holding up in court. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
AIG, the giant insurer bailed out by taxpayer money, is reporting its second straight quarterly profit. An increase in the value of its investments helped. AIG's net income was $455 million in the third quarter. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.